This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. If you've been on historic tours of downtown Boston, you've probably seen the State House and also the Old State House and Old South Meeting House and King's Chapel and other stops on the Freedom Trail. But chances are you've missed one beautiful old building steeped in history. That's the African Meeting House, and it's actually easy to overlook. It's tucked away on Beacon Hill, but it's where abolitionist leaders like Frederick Douglass and William Lloyd Garrison came to help end slavery nationwide. The African Meeting House has been closed to the public for renovations the past few years, but it recently got $4 million in federal stimulus funds to finish that restoration work. That means this key building in Boston's African-American past will soon be made new again. So we paid a recent visit to the African Meeting House, although we had to get our tour from the outside since the inside was too dusty and cluttered to allow for an indoor tour. I'm standing in a little alley on Beacon Hill right off of Joy Street and looking at this very unassuming three-story brick building, which actually has a huge place in Boston's African-American history. I'm with Beverly Morgan Welch, the executive director of the Museum of African-American History. And Beverly, tell me what I'm looking at. I see brick, I see winding staircases through the tall windows, I see some exposed plaster where there's clearly renovation work being done. What am I looking at?
What we are looking at here is simple beauty. I mean, in many ways, it's tiny. You know, it only seats 200 people, but it has this amazingly huge history. So it is three stories. There's a ground floor where there were meetings and the school met initially. Then there is the sanctuary level, and then there is a balcony.
As I look up through the second floor window, I see all this sunlight streaming in through this huge window. It looks like a really large room. What is that room on the second floor?
You're seeing the sanctuary floor, but of course it's opened up to the balcony. So one of the things that we've done is, first of all, to open up these windows, because on the ground floor, they were all covered over, and there was a gallery down there. And it was kind of strange. You know, you'd walk by, you'd see windows, and then you'd go in and you'd see no light because, you know, you're exhibiting objects. Sunlight is not your friend.
So light was intentionally kept out.
Right. But we would be talking to the public about how the school met here, and, you know, they were thinking, this is a dark space for any children to be learning. And how did they see? I mean, how many candles did they have to use in 1806 or 1808? So when we took the coverings off of the windows, we all went, oh my God, what a beautiful space to meet in. Now, can we imagine the New England Anti-Slavery Society is meeting here, William Lloyd Garrison, they're signing the final document, these 12 men, and William Nell, a young black man, he's a child at the time, is looking in the window. And we're kind of, you know, again, with the windows covered, you can't imagine it until we take the covering off, and now we can imagine a little boy standing there looking through that window. He can see everything that's going on. He can absolutely see these men meeting, deliberating, talking. And then when William Lloyd Garrison walks out and says, you know, people are going to remember what we did here tonight. We're going to shake the nation. Of course, you can see it all now. So when the public comes now, they're going to walk in and not say, are we at the African Meeting House?
This will be after it's renovated with the $4 million restored. In stimulus funds. Restored.
Restored.
To yes. Its original 1806 condition?
1855. They renovated the building in 1855, so it's not possible to take it back to 1806, but it will be the 1855 at the height of the abolitionist movement.
And what will it look like once it's restored?
Oh, my. Ooh. For the first time, the pews will be back, and so people have not seen it with the pews in it since it was a synagogue.
Back in the
1900s.
Okay. So there was a brief detour where a Jewish congregation bought this building.
Not brief. More than 75 years.
By restoring this building to its mid-1800s condition, what do you hope that accomplishes other than making an old, beat-up building fresh and new again?
Well, first of all, you know, in many ways, American history starts here. Maybe we say that because we're from Boston, but there's so much that goes on here that starts that revolution, right? So when you normally get a history lesson, we get the same history lesson, and then a few people are added in. Let's add a woman in. God, let's talk about Susan B. Anthony, or let's talk about Frederick Douglass. Well, that's a smidge of the real story, the story of real people and how they work together to build a nation, an experiment in progress, right? I mean, this is still going on. So this is an important foundational piece. When we talk about Boston being founded in 1630, well, the first African is recorded here in 1638. So let's be clear, black people were here from the beginning. This city never became what it was, and this country never became what it was without the intellect, the cultural creativity, and the hard work of blacks in America. And so that's a very important piece. If we don't know our history, people say we are destined to repeat it. If we don't know these stories, first of all, we're deprived and starved of a very rich history. But we have a very one-sided story told, frankly, by those who published first, by those who, you know, knew that they wanted themselves to be pridefully represented in the history. This history deserves an airing because it is the history of everyday people made extraordinary by a circumstance that led them to lead this country to a better place. We need to know how to do that every day.
So do you hope that once this building is renovated, it ends up as important a piece on tourist maps as Faneuil Hall and Old North Church and the other big Boston historic landmarks?
In other people's understanding, I hope it is. In mine, it already is. And I love those spaces. This used to be called the Black Faneuil Hall. So it is extremely important for people to understand different perspectives and different experiences in American history. It will help us today to understand these issues. These may have been forced immigrants, but understanding their legacy is understanding why America is what it is today.
Beverly, thanks for giving us a tour of the outside of the African Meeting House, and I hope that maybe you can give us a tour of the inside once the restoration is done.
You're invited back.
Great.
You're invited back.
Thank you.